Okay, so the way basically this year came about was that I gave a four-week series at Shomrei Shabbos on the role of communication technology in halacha, in different areas of halacha. I think I called it like the small connected world or something like that. I don't know. You have to give fancy titles. So the last year that I gave there was on the 9/11 Aguna Shailas. And specifically, to give you the background, right, this is not that, but to understand where this issue comes from, because it appears in two very different areas of halacha. I did one there, I'm doing one here. So there's, in the area of agunot, classic, what's in a classic aguna, right? Not a modern aguna, what's a classic aguna? Right, I mean, any case that a woman's husband might be dead and we don't know. And therefore, she can't remarry because she doesn't know if her husband's alive. So the one of the paradigmatic cases, one is war, you're right. One of them is what the Gemara calls nafal amayim she'ein lehemsof. If someone falls into the ocean, right? So now, right, if he falls into a pond or a lake, so we assume that if he doesn't come up after a few days, you would have seen him if he did come out, because it's a circumscribed area of water. But mayim she'ein lehemsof, right? Like, theoretically, he could show up on any side of the ocean. It's not likely, admittedly. And as most of the Rishonim note, d'oraisa, probably she could remarry based on rov, but midrabanan, because of the severity of Eishes Ish, we don't allow a woman to get married if her husband fell into mayim she'ein lehemsof, because we don't know if he's dead. Now, in the Gemara, so a...
He's big enough that you may never actually...
Correct. It's any mayim she'ein... The Gemara gets into how big is mayim she'ein lehemsof.
Like, grab onto like a log and float somewhere.
Correct, and that's exactly the problem, right? So the Gemara then raises a position, Ravashi, if I remember correctly, that this is only true of non-Talmidei Chachamim, but Talmidei Chachamim, who are well-known, if they were to show up, so then people would find out, right? You know, if Moshe Feinstein had fallen off the end of the earth, right, and then shown up in Australia, right, people, he was well-known enough that people would have found a way of letting you know that Moshe had showed up somewhere.
Does that apply to any other statue in Australia?
Presumably. But the Gemara rejects it. The Gemara's point is really a famous person. The Gemara rejects it. The Gemara rejects this assumption. Now, if you read the simple Pshat on the Gemara, so the Gemara is assuming that there was a Hava Amina, that lack of communication for people of stature is enough to create a presumption of death, and the Gemara rejects it. If you just ended there, you would assume, okay, so any time, right, so that's it, that's the end of the story. However, despite that, you find this progression in poskim, starting with the Trumas Hadesh and getting to modern poskim, who say, well, maybe that was only true in the time of the Gemara because there wasn't as good communication. But then, once there starts to be boats, and then there start, right, faster boats, and then there starts to be mail, and then there's supposed to be phones and emails, and each generation, every poskim basically goes like this. Well, maybe in the last generation, it wasn't true that if you didn't hear from someone that you could presume he was dead. But nowadays, maybe you could, and they keep doing this, right? The Chassam Sofer brings it up by mail, and then Ramosha brings it up by phones, and Ravadia brings it up by cell phones. And this comes up every time there's a new Aguna Shaila, right? This comes to the fore. So in 9/11, the Poskim brought it up again. There, Poskim like Renata Greenblatt went farther. They said, not only do we have cell phones, but in order to open a bank account, you need a social security number. So if he's anywhere in the United States, he'll show up because we have records. It's not just that we have better means of communications, we have better means of record keeping. Right, so that's one area of halacha where the question becomes: Bizman hazeh, can you lose somebody, right, for the purposes of halacha? The other area where this comes up, which is much less sort of tragic, is the bracha of mechaye hamesim. Where this is a bracha that you never make, and the question is why, right? I mean, you make it in Shmoneh Esrei, but there's a special bracha, baruch mechaye hamesim, that you're supposed to make if you haven't seen your friend in 12 months. You're supposed to make a bracha when you see him. If you haven't seen him in 30 days, you say the bracha of Shechayanu. If you haven't seen him in 12 months, you say Baruch Machayim Esim. And the question is, why don't we do this? Now, the answer might be we're wrong, and we should, because that's the answer to most brachot questions, right? Is that there's a whole bunch of brachos that we don't make that we probably should, or at least would be good. So, you know, if you see a beautiful big tree, there's all types of brachos you can make. Shekacha lo ba'olamo. How many people ever made the bracha of Shekacha lo ba'olamo? I have, but that's not surprising, right? Because I'm crazy. But, no, I went on vacation with a bunch of friends of mine a few years ago anymore, after my first year in YU, 2009, We went to L.A., and then we drove up to Sequoia National Park for a day. Sequoia National Park are the oldest trees in the world, and redwoods are the tallest trees in the world. So these trees are about 2,000 years old. They're a few hundred feet tall, you know, right? Gorgeous. Absolutely. Amazing. Incredible. What? You guys saw the great oak. It's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So I said, Yesh Lado and other trees, but I can't make the bracha on these trees. What can I make the bracha on? So I made the bracha b'shem u'malchus. Right? And I was motzi the people of my friends who were uncomfortable making the bracha. I don't know what. It's feish gemara. There's like a halacha, but fine. There are a lot of brachas we don't make. But the one I want to deal with is bracha of Mechaye, Rabbi Chaim Meisim. So here's the Gemara. So Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, Haroes Chaver Lacher Tloshim Yom Omar Baruch Shechayanu V'kiyemanu V'giyanu Lazman Hazeh. Right, you haven't seen your friend in 30 days. You're supposed to say Shechayanu. La'achar Shnimasar Chodesh. But if you haven't seen him in 12 months, Omar Baruch Mechaye Hameisim. You're supposed to say, blessed is he who brings the dead to life. Omar Rav, Ein Hameis Mishtakech Menalev La'achar Shnimasar Chodesh. The reason is because the dead are only forgotten after 12 months. Shnemar Nishkachti Kameis Mileva Yisi Kechli Oveid. Now, what's the svara behind this? The Maharsha is a very nice argument as to why we make this bracha. It's brought in the Mishnah Berurah number 2. V'tam bracha zo. Why do we make this bracha? Kasu v'chidushi ha'gadus. The Maharsha writes, L'shvi shebechol shana adam nidan rashan av yom ha'kippurim im lamus im lamavaz im lachayim. Every year, we go through Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and God decides, are we going to live or are we going to die? So you haven't seen someone in 12 months, and you haven't seen him in a full cycle where he's gone through Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So he's gone through a sentencing. Now, the kasha obviously is, right, it could be before, the day before the day after Rosh Hashanah. Okay, it's really some combination of whatever it is. Okay, nice understanding. The simple one is simply, you thought he might be dead, right? And you see him, and you think, and you thought he might be dead, and turns out, oh, wow, he is not dead, right? So you make a bracha of Baruch Mechaye Hameisim. Okay. What?
So just bringing up the whole, like, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, like, can't it just say, like, yeah, he might have died?
Now, well, that's the simple shot. But the Maharsha is this nice, okay, whatever it is. Now, what about Shechayanu? So let me ask you, why do you think you make Shechayanu if you haven't seen your friend in 30 days? Well, what was it?
You're happy to see him.
Yeah, you're glad to see him. And that's why Tosfos says in 3 that Omeri Dafka Chaveru Achaviv Alav Avabinyan Acher Lo. Right, this is only someone who you actually like. Right, now this can get tricky, right? You see somebody who you don't really like, but he thinks you like him, so you aren't allowed to say Shechianu. Okay, fine. That's a problem. exactly. You tell them you don't say it because you're Machmer Brachos Hakel. Fine. Really, it's because you hate his guts. They're showing. You know, there are all types of complications here, but yeah, Shechianu is in general a mitzvah. A bracha on simcha. So let me throw the question out. Okay. So, Baruch Mechaye Meisim. It's brought up in conjunction with the bracha of Shechayanu. But what's the nature of the bracha of Mechaye Meisim? Right? There's two possibilities that suggest themselves. Right? One is that Baruch Mechaye Meisim is similar to the bracha of Shechayanu. Meaning, it's a bracha fundamentally about simcha. Namely, I haven't seen my friend in 30 days, so I say, Baruch Shechayanu V'kiyemanu V'giyanu L'zman Hazeh. But I haven't seen him in 12 months. You know, I haven't seen you so long. For all I know, you might have been dead. Right? You feel even more joy. You know, I have friends who will say Baruch Mechaye Meisim when I see them after a few years without Shemu Malchus. Without Shemu Malchus. And you sort of understand why, right? You know the way you sort of jokingly will say to someone who's been buried in work for months and you haven't seen them? Right, you know, like you'll. Well, there are idioms. You know, you came back from the dead. Right, you're back to life. Right, you know, what? You are alive. Right, all those. Right. So one possibility, Baruch Mechaye Hameisim, is really just a more extreme version of Shechayanu. Right, Shechayanu is we haven't seen someone in 30 days. Baruch Mechaye Hameisim, you haven't seen him in 12 months. The other possibility is to say, no, just because Shechayanu and Baruch Mechaye Meisim are in the same Gemara, it's not because they're conceptually the same, it's because they're both talking about seeing friends that you haven't seen 30 days, but they have fundamentally different chiyuvim. Namely, and this is the way the Maharsha already implies, Shechayanu is about Simcha Shebalev, Mechaye Meisim is because there was a possibility the person was dead, and in Shevach to Hashem, that the person isn't dead. Now, if it's the second, which is a good chance that it is, right? That's the more likely approach, I think, to the bracha b'chayim meitzim. So the question the poskim started to deal with is, well, what happens? It used to be you haven't seen someone 12 months, so it could have been dead, right? You wouldn't know, right? Think about mortality rates. And think, right, first of all, mortality rates, right? Just because, you know, you guys are in your young 20s doesn't mean you wouldn't have lost someone, a friend you knew your age, between disease and between war and between travel danger and God knows what. That's point one. And two, things, right, communication was such that you didn't necessarily know if someone even lived in the next town over, how often did you see them, right? For all you know, he really was dead. But nowadays, the chances that someone your age has died, it's possible, but unlikely. And B, right, you probably would have heard of it if it happened. So Poskim started dealing with the question, okay, well, nowadays, right, and this is why I put it, right, long lost friends, right, can you lose somebody such that there's actually a suffix such that he's dead that you would have to break a bracha, right? It's as if you're surprised when you see him. So that's the wisdom of Karas here, really, really assess. So if you look at, starting with the Tshuvas HaRashba, number 4. Tshuvas HaRashba says as follows. Sha'alta, Misha l'ra'as chaviru me'olam. V'sholchum zela ze michtavim v'achshav ro'eyu ma'yivarech imnena b'riyasa. Right, so he said, okay, before we get to that question, to conceptually flesh it out, here's a good question. The bracha of Mechayim Eisim HaShechayanu, do you say it on somebody that you've never met? Right? But someone you know. Right? He said you've been in contact, right? Your pen pal. Your pen pal from Brazil. Right? You've never seen them. I mean, what exactly is the nature of the bracha? Right? In order to answer the question, we have to say, what's the nature of the bracha? Meaning, is it someone you've seen and now you haven't seen? Right? Or someone, right? What about someone you've never seen? Right? Does that, but you know they exist, right? Through communication, but you've never seen them.
But then should you say it every time?
You don't know. Really, your pen pal in Brazil is a...
someone in the post office.
The post office, you know. Well, see, that's like the not cynical approach, right? But fine. To tshuva. Mishlo Ros Chaver Meolam. What?
The government pretends to be pen pals every
day. Oh, that's really cynical. Okay. Mishlo Ros, it's really the CIA, right? It is,
well,
you know,
maybe you should say the bracha every time you get a letter from your pen pal, too. It's a signal that they're...
Right. Similar question, right? What happens if, right, you get indication that the person's alive? So he says, okay, Mishal Roes Chavir Meolam. If you never saw your friend, in a Roesh, Ye Chayv Lavarech. Right, it doesn't seem that you should make these brachos. Shem yivarech al kol mishenene biri yaso rabba brachos. Right, if everybody, there are brachos you can say, right? There are brachos on beautiful people, right? There's all types of brachos. What?
Ugly people.
You should be careful by saying the bracha on ugly people. You really should. Yeah. Bashut. Not only do they exist.
It's a blessing, though. Like, isn't
that... Someone get me an art scroll. Just get me an art scroll. You'll see. It's not even like this is like theoretical halach. It's in the art scroll. Rabbeinu Harav HaGoyin, you know. Yeah, there is such a bracha.
He's saying like Rabbi Yeshua. He was like super...
Rabbi Yochanan. No, only if they're really, really ugly. Then you say Mishana Habrios.
Really, really poor, like really, does it really, really bad?
Look, I'm not saying you should say it to their face, you know? Pishemu Malchus, I have no suffix, right, that you've written this bracha. It could be bad. You know, look, bracha, like anything else in life, can be used in really cruel ways. One second, let me get the list of what they include.
Like, okay. Why say a bracha?
You think you got for his creation.
Yeah, or you're acknowledging it or whatever, right? So here you get, let's see what you get here. We have, look at that, Shever Brachos, Bris Mila, Dada Kriyas Hashem, Suda Sabres, oh, come on. It's like these endless brachos. Okay, let's see. Okay, we know these brachos on smells, brachos on mitzvos, hafroshim and maestros. Okay, lightning, osamas brishas, thunder, shokos grasame alolam, rainbow, zochar bris, etc. Earthquake, comet, mountains, rivers, osamas brishas, ocean, or the Mediterranean, aside hayama gadol. Exceptionally beautiful people, trees, or fields. Shekachalo bo'olamo. Right? This is like a really weird from a pickup line, right? You know, like, you know.
Never heard that been used.
What?
I'd be really glad to hear that.
I know, but I just thought about it. No, you could use it, talk it, right? Okay. Exceptionally strange-looking people or animals. Mishana abrios. Fruit trees in bloom during the spring. Shalachasur balam odavar, balam abriot tovot, etc. And it sounded an outstanding Torah scholar. Shachalak mechach masa leireya. That bracha I've made more than once. I've made it. I made it in Luchonsin. I made it in Rosh Reis. I made it in Ravad Yosef. I made it in Yitzchak Yosef. Hashem Malchus. Why not? An outstanding secular scholar, Shenasan Mechach Masa Levasar Vadam, a Gentile king, Shenasan Mechvodo Levasar Vadam, 600,000 Jews together, Chacham Harazim, upon meeting a friend, this is not with Hashem Malchus, who's recovered from a life threatening illness, a destroyed shul that has been returned to its previous grandeur, a place where you had a miracle happen to you.
Like, all these brachas seem so, like, subjective, but are there...
Yes, they are subjective.
For when
vague guidelines, but they're supposed to express your internal
like, for example,
world.
The 600,000 Jews thing, like, is that 600,000 Jews yeah, in a specific, right, like, so square kilometer area?
You just see 600,000, right?
Do you have to see all of them at the same time?
Look, the one time in my life I had this opportunity, I didn't think about it, right?
Ravadia's
funeral, right? There were 800...
Like the only time...
Yeah, there were 850,000 people or something, whatever it was.
Has a lot of people.
Yeah, 600,000, that's a lot of people. We had, there's like 800 or 900,000 people, whatever
it's
it was at Ravadia's. It's a lot of people. It's taka, a lot of people. Anyways, so the Rajba says, what if you've never seen somebody at all? So he says, nah, right? V'lo amru ele b'chavir ha-ragil etzlo. This is a bracha specifically for someone who you know. If it's someone you've never met, I'll prove it to you. The Gemara, someone you've never met before, you haven't seen in 12 months, right? And no one ever said you make mechayim esim. Elo shelo amro misha roz chaver v'achar kach ne'elam imenu. Right? So he clarifies. This isn't just a simcha thing, right? There is a formal element to this, even to Shechayanu. Right? So even Shechayanu, which is pashtos about simcha, he says it's not purely about simcha. It's the unique simcha of seeing someone who you're already friendly with and you haven't seen in a certain amount of time. And Mechayim Esim is a bracha on not losing somebody, right? Or having lost somebody and finding them again, essentially. Right? It's as if the guy is dead. So he distinguishes, right? He said it's true that both of them are about simcha at some level, right? But specifically, it's because it's someone you knew, and then you sort of lost them, right? They possibly would have died, and now they didn't. Now, does the Rajba answer the question, what would happen if you hadn't seen someone in 12 months? Is it purely about simcha? Well, he implies it is at some level about simcha, but he says it's not just about simcha. It's the type of simcha generated by seemingly an actual concern that the guy might be dead, right? So that, he's not 100% clear, but it does sound that way. You look at Shulchan Aruch at number 5. Shulchan Aruch summarizes as follows: Haroas chaver lachar shloshim yom Omer shechayanu b'achriyud b'schodesh mevarach mechay meisim v'u shechaviv alav harbe v'sameach b'ri yasa. Right, it has to be someone you really like. Sif beis mishalos chaver me'olam v'shalach lo k'savim av b'shenem b'ri yasa v'inu mevarach al riyasa. So if you never met somebody, you don't make the bracha. That's how we paskin. Okay. So that's in terms of someone you've never met, and you've only communicated with via a letter. So there, the Rashba and Shulchan Aruch Paskin this way says that communication technology doesn't count as having known somebody. But now, what about the flip side? You actually do know somebody, and you haven't seen them in 30 days or 12 months, but you have heard from them. So does that destroy Shechayanu, or does that destroy Mechayim Esim? So I asked you, right? Does it destroy Shechayanu? Yesh Ladun, right? On the one hand, you might say, Yes, because there's a different level of simcha if you haven't communicated with someone and then suddenly you see them. Tzad sheni, you might say, it doesn't stroj echayanu because, right, as much as you might, you know, email someone, Snapchat, Facebook, whatever, there's still, if it's someone you actually like, right, there's something nice about seeing them in person. Well,
with the exception of significant other,
I don't know, if you have really good friends. Says, here's the machlokes, right? This is the machlokes, right? Zach thinks, no, I like seeing people, right? Josh says, I'm not sure I like seeing people, right? I don't care so much, right? But that's really that's the machlokes at some level. What about Mechayam Esim? What about Mechayam Esim? Mechayam Esim, I might have, right?
If you think it's really about...
So again, if you think it's about Simcha, so just like Veshechayana, there's a Safeg, yes, Laudim. But what if you think it's about a Chshash, the guy might be dead? That Vadait should break it, right? So that's really the question, right? Shechayana is you could see both ways, right? Mechayam Esim, right? If it's about Simcha, it's even a Safeg. But if it's about they're actually being concerned that person's dead, so if you've heard from him in the 12 months... So you shouldn't be able to make the bracha. So the first person to ask this question, that I know of anyways, was the halachos ketanos, Rav Yaakov Chagiz, in Morocco, 1620-1674. Shela, chaveru shira'au v'halach mena'ir v'toch shloshim kiyomenu ksav im yomar shechayanu kishayavo v'chein m'chayam mesim. He asked about both of them, right? I haven't seen my friend, but I've gotten a letter from him. Do I say shechayanu? Do I say m'chayam mesim? Or alternatively, if someone told me that he's alive and told me he's well, all is well. Tshuva. Efshar de mechayim esim lo yomar dein kan nishkachti kemes milev. Aval shechayanu shal re'iyas hapanim yomar. So the Alostano said, well, shechayanu is about simcha, and most people, not everybody, but most people are happy to see their good friends in person and not just through letters, regards, right? Meaning, it's very nice, right? I send regards to the people in Gush every time someone's going, right? Every time I get a, you know, I send my regards to everybody, right? It's so nice to see them once in a while, right? You can schmooze, you can catch up, you know, whatever, you know. You can comment, you look older, you look, you know, you look younger, you know, you, I don't know, right? You know, comment on hair loss, whatever, you know, whatever you want to do. But there's, right, it's a different experience. The Chayam Esim, though, even if it's about Simcha, it's a specific Simcha of actually being concerned that the person was dead. Therefore, the Olchus Ketanos, and it's quoted in the Berhektiv as well, says that Shechayanu, you should say, Mechayam Esim, you wouldn't say. The Orach HaSholchan in 7 writes, Aval kishekibo menu mechtav, einu mevarech Mechayam Esim. Aval enu Shechayanu, ein chiluk. The Orach HaSholchan follows as well. He said, Mechayam Esim, you wouldn't break Shechayanu, you would. Tafil kibo mechtav, v'doch shloshim, mevarech Shechayanu. Va'atam, why is this true? Debircha shechayanu mitoch simchas hariya panim bepanim. He said it's about the joy of seeing someone in person. Aval birchos mechayam esim hu mitzad sha'ata nitvada shehu chay. Mechayam esim is, oh, you're alive. V'lochein kevan shekvar yada shehu chay al pi mechtavim o shama mene adam shehu chay shuv lo shayach birchas mechayam esim. Since you know the guy's alive, either through secondhand sources from a letter, so that's it. You know, you can't make mechayam esim. Mr. Brura Paskins notes this as well. So lachar shloshim yom mira'iya harishona v'mkivo menu ktavo shanim anashim odiyum ishlamo yesh deod b'achronim v'savik brachos lahakel. He said there is a machlokas achronim, but savik brachos lahakel, and therefore he suggests that you wouldn't say it. Now, if you look at the Orchos Rabbeinu, this is I think I put the Orchos Rabbeinu Chaim Kanievsky. So lefizeh. The Chazunesh. Lefi ze shechaviru gar b'Yushalayim v'hu kan imchas v'shamay karem mashu l'chaviru osa ezu simcha yamodilo ayidei mishu. He adds something and he says it's not just. Now he said, okay, let's take it a step farther, right? Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't. Next step. This is if you have heard from somebody. But what's the next question you have to ask? Right? No, before we get there, right? Next question I have to ask. Okay, if you've actually heard from somebody, so fine. But what happens if you haven't heard from them? But what you live in a world where if something would have happened, you would have heard from him.
From someone.
Right, from somebody, right? Meaning, you are on the... It's someone from your year in yeshiva, and you're on an alumni list. And if anything good or bad happens to anyone in your year, you know, in yeshiva, you get a list. Baruch Dayan MS, Mazel Tov, whatever. So this is the next step, right? The first step was, what if you've heard from someone, but you haven't seen them? Next step is, what if you haven't heard from them, but there's a presumption that had something happened, you would have heard from them? Does the very fact that you didn't hear that they're dead imply that they're not dead, such that you can't make Mechayim Meshim, right? That's the next logical question.
Basically, this is saying, can we rely on no news is good news?
Exactly. Bidyuk, right? So we've gone from seeing people to then, can you count as news, right, communication? And the next question is no news good news? Meaning the lack of hearing that somebody's dead, does that prove that somebody's alive? Now here, you can understand why this would depend when you live, right? Because let's say you lived in 1620, right? The Rabbi Yaakov Chagiz, so you know what? It's possible someone would have died and you wouldn't have heard about it. But nowadays, even dead people have Facebook accounts, right? Someone will post on their Facebook account, right? Right? That's what they do, right? A family member will go onto their Facebook account and they'll, you know, it's awkward, right? They'll link the dead person, right? I mean, it's creepy, right?
It gets converted. Like, Facebook has, like, a...
Yeah.
In memory of, whatever.
Right? It's a bit weird, but the fact that we live in a world where, in many ways, yes, the lack of hearing that someone's dead, right? Usually we don't assume that people we know are dead unless we've heard that they're dead, right? We just don't. So what's the halacha, right? Does no news imply the person's dead such that you can't make mechaye amesim? Or shechiyano, right? So the Orchos Rabbeinu writes as follows. He says, so if something would have happened, good or bad, you would have heard about it. He said, because people are always traveling, we know. Now, the Orchos Rabbeinu says that even for Shecheyanu, no news is good news, right? And therefore, you don't have to see it. Now, this is very questionable, right? Because at some level, the Chazon Ish is assuming that even Shecheyanu at some level is about a concern that you lost the person. And everything's even Shecheyanu, if you would have heard from him, so you're not that happy to see him. Now, by Shecheyanu, that's hard. Because Shecheyanu, if you haven't heard anything from somebody in months, even if you know that everything's probably fine because you haven't heard, there's still a joy if you see him. But his argument from Mechaye Mesim, right, makes a lot of sense. Right? No news, right, implies the guy is still alive. The Sharat Siyun in 10 writes, near the Hainu Shalom Mito, the Yishama Shu, Chol of Achak Shero, Matzo Shu Bari, Mistav Ravada, the Yishlo Varach Shecheyanu, the Baze, Asimcha, Odio, Termish, Lohaya, Menu, Ksav Klau. But the Sharat Siyun, who accepts an argument like this, says, even if for Shecheyanu you think you don't say it in a world where you can always assume you'll hear what's happening to someone, let's say you haven't heard from someone, but you did hear they were sick. Right? So then if you see them, you can say Shecheyanu. Because even if the world's connected, so we don't have such joy when we haven't seen people in a while, he said, but if you hear they were sick and then you find them, right, there is a joy. You could say Shecheyanu. Now again, vis-a-vis Shecheyanu, that's a bit weird because Shecheyanu seems to be about the simcha of seeing someone panim b'panim. But these types of distinctions from Mechayim Esim, right, later Achronim note, make a lot of sense. Now, many poskim are therefore going to reject the Mishnah Berurah's assessment vis-a-vis Shecheyanu and say, no, Shecheyanu you always say. But Mechayim Esim, they accept all these types of arguments that no news is good news unless you have reason to believe a person's in danger. So for example, what's a case where you would think, Bismanazeh, you might make Mechayim Esim?
If they're living in a place that recently had some kind of disaster.
Right, there was an attack, right? If you have a friend who went to the army, right, you know he went, right, he couldn't, right?
During war,
and we know, right, it takes a few days. There is a time period. There's a time lag. They don't release the names. There is a time where you had a concern that maybe, right, you know your friend is in Lebanon, is in Gaza, right? And you know that you hear a report that a soldier was killed, right? There's a possibility for at least a little few hours that you know the person who was killed. And unfortunately, sometimes the answer is you do know the person, right? You really do. It's not like impossible, right? I mean, who here went to a Hezder Yeshiva, right? Saying, have you known some? I had a friend who was killed in the army. right? Someone my year in Shana Aleph, right? He was killed, Shana Gimel, when he was in the army, right? It's not impossible, right? It does happen. So, even if you want to say that in general, there's a presumption that no news is good news, if someone was in a situation where he might actually have died, and there might have been a time where you wouldn't have heard about it, so then maybe you would say Mechayam Esim. So you look at 11, Shevet Alevi, Reb Vosner, right, Nishalti, Beinin Chayalim, Shabom Min HaMelchama, Mevarach Alem Shechayanuk, Shehem B'Shedach, Shehem B'Gether Sakana. So it's Ibra, Hasavik Im Nitkabel Mehem Ksav Tok Shloshim Yom, Vo Acher Shloshim Yom, Mevarach Shechayanu Aleim, Dem Alma Pligi Aposkim. Because of it, the Savik Brachos Lohakel. He said, even by Shechayanu, the Achronim argue whether you say a bracha when you've heard, or you haven't heard from someone in 30 days, or you got a letter from them. Aval benida didan yesh liestapik dinahida kilmen mechdav mishloma. But he said, wait a second. I'm willing to push this farther. Let's say you got a text message from your friend in the army yesterday. You haven't seen him in 30 days, and then you know you had a text message. I'm fine. I'm going into Lebanon tomorrow. Right. 2 days later, you've heard from him in the last 30 days. But there was a time period where you didn't know what was going on with him. So Rav Vosner says, even if you think that Shechayanu, you shouldn't say, as long as you've heard from someone in 30 days, if you've heard from him in 30 days, but then he went into a situation where he might have actually gotten killed, so then for sure you should say Shechayanu. Right? He says, right, he said, Mikomakam Yatsa Fuzman Miut Migather Sakano, Ken Mashko Sharat Siyun. I was given the cult of Lomahani, Rakim Shalomito, Avalam Kazim Kadav Tok Shloshim Yomshu, Kholo, Shama Alav, Kane, Rahmatso, Bari, Mistar Lavarakalov. He said it, right, it's the same thing. If someone writes to you and says, it's one right, you could come up with a situation, someone writes to you and says, I am dying, right? And then you see them and they're not dead. Right? The fact that you heard from them in 30 days did not minimize the simcha that you now see them alive. So that's in the Mishnah Berurah said by sickness, and that's it, by Shechayanu for Mechayim Esim, right? Yesh Ladun, that the same thing to be true. It says V'afta Hacha Lo Kazev Mechal Yov Kazev Shubari Mekom Makom Alo Isha Rak Shav Avinu Shemakom Sakana Nishabari V'dayinu V'gether Sakana Korach Vaday Nir Levarach Alav Shechayanu Achar Tlo Shem Yom. So the poskim, as we saw, Mishnah Berurah equates basically across lines Shechayanu and Mechayim Esim, and says they're both at some level about, right, Simcha and Chash Misa, right? He mixes and matches in both directions. And therefore, Mishnah Berurah thinks that even by Shechayanu, if you have no reason to believe the person is dead, right, for the 30 days, you shouldn't make a bracha. Right? But he thinks that if you had a reason to believe the person was unwell or was in danger, so then you would make Shechayanu. Okay, but that's for Simcha, right? Because you could argue that Shechayanu is still about Simcha with a little bit of Chash Misa. But you might say that Mechayim Esim is primarily about Chash Misa, and therefore you need a higher suffix. You need to actually think the guy might be dead, not just the theoretical possibility, because the theoretical possibility is enough to generate Simcha for Shechayanu. But is the theoretical possibility enough to generate a suffix that you would actually think that he's dead to say Mechayim Esim? So I gave you just the last source. Rav Avadya really sort of summarizes the consensus of poskim. So before we Rav Avadya, let's just summarize what we have so far, right? Shechayanu seems to be primarily about Simcha. Mechayim Esim, primarily about an actual suffix the guy died. But to some extent, you can mix and match. Because even Mechayim Esim, as the Rashba notes, is about Simcha. Because even if you haven't seen someone in your life, you haven't seen him in 12 months, but you don't make the bracha, because there needs to be an element of Simcha. It's someone that you care about and that you sort of lost and then you find again. And on the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah thinks that even Shechayanu was at some level the simcha generated by not just having not seen someone, but being concerned for their well-being. So therefore, some poskim will say Shechayanu, it's completely about whether you saw them or not. That was the Halachos Ketanos, right? The Halachos Ketanos said Shechayanu, forget the Chash Misa. He rejects the Mishnah. Well, this is anachronistic, but right, he says Shechayanu is pure Simcha, and therefore he thinks that if you haven't seen someone in 30 days, no matter what, you always make the bracha. But Mechayam Esim, where it's about being concerned the guy has died, so if you've heard from them, you don't make the bracha, right? Then the we pushed it farther. That what happens if it's not just you heard from them, but let's say you haven't heard from them, but there's a presumption that you would have heard from them. So again, if you ask me, I would say postures is, if there is an assumption that you wouldn't have that you would have heard if something bad happened, you can still say Shechayanu, because Shechayanu is about Simcha. But Mechaya Mesim Yesh Ladun, because if there's a real concern that, sorry, you only say Mechaya Mesim when there's a real concern, you might have lost the person. But if in an increasingly connected world you would have heard if something happened, so maybe you shouldn't make Mechaya Mesim. The Mishnah Brura, the Chazon Ish, they assume that Shechayanu also requires a little bit of a chash misa, and therefore they think in a connected world where you would have heard if something bad had happened, you shouldn't even say Shechayanu. Right? The Aruch HaShulchan, the Halach Tano say, no, that's not true. But Shechayanu you do say, but Mechaya Mesim not. But the Mishnah Brura, Shartzion, the Aruch Rabbeinu, Shevet HaLevi say, however, at least regarding Shechayanu, if there's concern that something happened to the person, so then, even they would agree that for the purpose of Shechayanu, right, it's not enough to know that the person was alive. If the guy was in danger, even for part of those 30 days, or he was sick for part of those 30 days, Shechayanu, which is primarily Simcha, with a little bit, maybe something happened to the person, if you knew something dangerous was happening to the person, so just because you heard from them, that doesn't help. So even they would agree that under that circumstance, you would say Shechayanu. But Mechayem Esim is still an open question. So Rav Avadya summarizes really what's going on. So he says, She'ila. Ha'im adin sheroz chavirach ha-shloshim yom shel ha-ra'o shemavarach alav shechayanu noeg bezman hazeh. Does the brach of shechayanu apply at all? So first he brings the whole deal and we said l'shechayanu. But he says, Ulam, le'inan birchos mechayem esim l'achar yud beis chodesh. Lo shamanu me'olam shemavarachim brach hazeh. He said, I've never heard anybody make the brach of mechayem esim. Because of Agon, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Beven Ishchai, so the Ben Ishchai writes, Shitachain, Shatam Shalonagu Bracha Zo. It might be the reason people don't make this bracha, Mishum Shain Dazabrios Nochalavarach Alei Mechayim Mesim. Right? The Ben Ishchai said the reason people don't make it is because it makes them uncomfortable. Right? It makes them uncomfortable. That's why. Because people don't want to say, oh, you might have been dead and now you're alive. People just creeped out by that. Brachas, they don't make it. That's the Ben Ishchai. Rav Avadya says, V'efshar Lohosif Tam Acher. He says, I have a better reason. He said, we've already started the precedent from Lachuktano that if you heard from them via a letter, that's enough to presume to allow you to assume they're alive. Even though you haven't seen him in 12 months. And that's what the Chida writes as well. Now he notes there are some who argue on everything we've said that if you look at the Shut Mishpatei Tzedek, they write Shafilum Kibomenu Mechtav V'Toch Shnei Masar Chodesh Tzorich Levarich Alav Mechayim Meishim K'shar Lachar Yud Bezchodesh Mekol Makom Zavich Brachos Lachil. So if you look at the Mishpatei Tzedek, he pushes in the other direction, right? He says no, even Mechayim Meishim is about Simcha, and if it's about Simcha, then even if you've heard from him in the last 12 months, you should say the bracha, just like we said by Shechayanu. But he said, that's not pashtus, right? Pashtus, Mechayim Mesim isn't about Simcha, it's about the subject, the guy died, at least primarily. He said, Lachain, b'hiot v'chayom nischarchu, kleyat hikshoret mishuchlalim. Now we have excellent communication. Telefonim, right? U'mavrikim b'asher b'chol ha'aretz, yatsa kum v'k'tzei tevel mileyem. He said, right? The far ends of the earth, you can make phone calls, right? You can contact people. Milvad beidor kavur b'chol yer v'chol medina. Plus snail mail for those who use it. V'gam tayarim enosim matosim l'chol makom makom. And planes, right? You can actually go wherever you want. Right? You can find out what's going on with people, right? He's not even writing and Facebook and right and
Snapchatting
WhatsApping SMSing whatever what Twitterim can Twitterim belaz whatever right below even with 280 characters right advanced Twitterim right fine below yibatzer shabatok shana shamamido shlomo he said right if something had happened you will hear lachem lanag lavarach bracha zo that's why I don't make the bracha And he said, it's true that many of the Achronim think that this obviates Shechayanu, like the Mishnah Brura. Right? The Mishnah Brura thinks that Shechayanu also requires a Chashash Misa. And she said, that's true. He said, but that's not pashtus, right? That's by Shechayanu, right? The Alachos Ketanos already. No, sorry, I skipped a line. He said, "Be'emet she'ein tamonacho." He said he's wrong, as the Alachos Ketanos already said. Shechayanu isn't about chashash misa. Shechayanu is about simcha. Simcha, and this is right. You can read any number of psychological studies that will prove this, right? We are less happy because our relationships are online, right? There is joy that comes from having real friends that you actually see once in a while. Yesh bazeh mashu. Right? So he says, it's wrong. Shechayanu is about simcha. Shechayanu, I don't care if you know the guy's alive. I don't care if he is one of those annoying people on Facebook who tells you every morning, I'm having pancakes for breakfast, and I'm having a sandwich for lunch, and I'm having God knows what for snack, and, you know those people. Right? Now, those people, you don't have so much simcha, honestly. It's like, I know everything that's happened in the last 30 days. You've documented your entire life on Facebook. But even that person, if you like them, you'll forgive them, right? And you'll like seeing them. He says, but Mechayam Isim, no one's concerned that you're dead unless they hear, right? Unless they have reason to believe that. He said, I agree. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't write this. Shekasav. Sheish deus bachronim in miskalo meno michta v'tok sholshim yom shani anashim hodiyu bishlomo. Imi barach shechayanu, right? He said, the orachronim will think that even shechayanu you don't say if you've heard from him. Esalik barach zahachal ulam b'mechilas kvot taraso lo dog shapir. He said, I'm sorry to the Mishnah Berurah, but he was wrong. He just misread the Achronim. He's quoting the Halach Tanos, the Berheitev. The Berheitev never said it. The Berheitev said this was only true for Mechayim Esim, not Shechayanu. He says, V'ma'ayin b'achronim yashar. If you look at the Achronim themselves, not the Mishnah Berurah's citation, right? Yechzu p'nimo, shelo nechlu galagavi berchal Mechayim Esim, lachar yud beis chodesh. They're only arguing Mechayim Esim. Avagavi berchal Shechayanu, afal pishikibo menu michtavim, v'shama mitov shlomo, b'tok shloshim yom. Cholodeh yisrach l'varachal of Shechayanu. Everyone agrees you say Shechayanu, k'shiro l'achar shloshim yom. She'ino dome people more excited when they see each other in person. And therefore he says, if you haven't seen your friend in 30 days, and you really like him, or your parent, or your teacher, or a relative, or anyone you're happy to see, even if you've been talking to them, or you wrote to them, you haven't seen someone, and you haven't seen him in 12 months, and you haven't been in contact, you haven't heard from anybody anything about him, he thinks you should say Mechayim Esim. But if you've been in contact, but then he says, said, I have a suffix. What if you haven't seen someone, you've seen him on television or Skype, right? Is there a difference between Skype, right, and getting a letter or getting regards from somebody? I'm not sure. Bishidur chai, if it was live, right? If you saw him on TV, would you make a bracha? Rebbe should betel achacham, should bear Moshe, Sharon, Melch, David, Loivarech, Shon, Bichod, Vasar, Adam, Mechin, God, Beshid, Shon, Minchaz, Yitzchak, said some think you would say for seeing them on TV. These things, I don't think so. He never should yam a god or kavshim a kolo shachaver be telephone or be radio mevarach lav shechayanum rav lav sholshem yom shel ra'o. The yam a god actually thinks if you hear your friend on the phone for the first time in 30 days, you also make a shechayanum. Mishum midiu time lo mishum chaviv v'simcha. It's only about joy. Chanami mishmi es kolo sheyodem mishlomo nechshav kiriyek. Moshkatov The Chala Amram is a Kolos. The Dvar of Kolshkan, Shrub the Televisio, so for sure, if you saw him live on TV, the Ain Dvar of Mechuvarim, but I don't think it's true. The Ain Lan, the host of Amash Amr Chacham, Shadav Silosh, and Aroa, Sheroa, Bimi, Bimo Aina, Bismech, Bikravaso, Val Ain Shmias, Kolo, Bichlal Seb. Now here, I think this Sugya, right, it's a relatively straightforward Sugya, but what you see is the postgame in many ways are trying to grapple with the realities of modern life. So just right to sort of highlight what they're doing. Right, Shechayanu, which seems to be okay. Let's assume. If you assume like the Halakhic Sukkot that Shechayanu is primarily about joy, right? So then some postgim say, well, if you've heard from him at all in the last 30 days, right, then joy is simply being in contact with somebody. But most of the poskim say that's not true, right? As Zach said, I like seeing my friends in person, right? I know you didn't say it, Josh, but okay. You have poskim who back you up also. Some poskim say, look, joy, right? And you know, you can superimpose this discussion psak onto modern psychological discussions, right? Is that many poskim, right? Many poskim saying, no, there is a difference in simcha between people you see in person and people that you emailed or Snapchatted or whatever, right? And then you look at Rav Ovadia, right? Rav Ovadia says, the Yam HaGadol thinks that, right? There's two related questions here. One is, if I've been in contact with them, am I still happy when I see them? Right? That's question one. Question two is, if I don't see them in person, but I do see them by, he says live television, but Skype would be easier, right? Skype, does that generate the same simcha? So the Yam Gadol says, Rav Toledano says, yes, seeing someone you haven't seen in a while on Skype or even talking to them on the phone generates enough simcha. What does Rav Ovadia say? No, even seeing someone on Skype or hearing them on the phone, that's better than a letter, but it's still not the same as seeing someone in person, so he thinks you do make the bracha. The Mishnah Brura thinks that Shechayanu requires a chash the person would be dead. So therefore he says, if you've heard from them, so vade, they're alive. What about negative proof? You haven't heard they're dead. So then, the Orchos Rabbein, the Chazon Ish, says, well, if you haven't heard somebody's dead, so then, presumably they're not dead. You can't even make Shechayanu. Now that is tweaked by Rav Vosner, who says, that's only true if, right, because it's primarily about simcha, and only according to some achronim need the possibility of death to increase the simcha, right? He says, well, that's only if you don't have reason to believe the person's in danger. But if the person's in danger, even if you've heard from them, it doesn't obviate the simcha, because now you've seen them and now you know that they're safe, right? So a soldier, someone who's been sick. But then, as Rav Ovadia notes, most poskim, classic achronim, felt that, no, there's a clean split between Shechayanu and Nechayim Eitzim. Shechayanu is about simcha. And therefore, Shechayanu, unless you see the person in person, or maybe, according to Yam Gadol, you see them on Skype, right? You make Shechayanu when you see somebody in person. But Mechayim Eitzim, so, the Shud Mishpatei Shmuel, I think he called it, right? Shmuel? Mishpatei Tzedek, of Rav Shmuel Garmazian, or whatever. I don't know if it's that family. I don't know if they're related. I have no idea. Right? Says, no, even Mechayim Meisim is about Simcha. And therefore he says, yeah, whatever you're going to say by Shechayanu vis-a-vis Simcha, you'll say Mechayim Meisim by Simcha. But most Acharim think not that way. Mechayim Meisim, at least, is about Achshash that someone is dead. And therefore, even though Shechayanu, you might think, yeah, there's still something nice about seeing your friends, you can't, with honesty, say that the way Rav Ovadia says, if I've heard from him directly in the year, or even indirectly, so for sure, I can't say Mechayim Eitzim. Now, Rav Ovadia thinks that if you haven't heard from him at all, right, he mamish fell off the face of the earth, there at some level there's a suffix he's dead, you can say Mechayim Eitzim. But many others would contend, like the Chazon Ish did by Shechayanu, that no, at least by Mechayim Eitzim, which is about, can you lose somebody in 2017? The answer is no. And if you haven't heard from somebody, but you haven't heard anything bad either, so you shouldn't be able to say Mechayim Eitzim. The one thing I'd wonder is, according to Rav Vosner, right, and according to Shira Tzion, I would wonder what happens if Right, you have a case of a friend who went to the army, right, and he's been for a few months up in God knows where, in Lebanon, Gaza, whatever, and you haven't seen him in 12 months, according to the Orchos Rabbein, according to Sharzin, according to the Shevet Alevi, that would be the one case where there was at least a time period in which there was a chash, he was dead. So then, Yesh Ladin, that even the Orchos Rabbeinu, right, applied to Mechayim Eitzim, would say you do say it. But you see how this discussion in Psak is really a superimposed discussion on, one, what is the effect of communication technology on our emotional relationships with our friends? And two, what is the effect of communication technology on the way we relate to lack of communication? Does that tell us anything about the way, whether somebody's alive or not? And the postgame are really, and this is, you know, it's really a psychological / sociological discussion, but happening through halachic language, because in the end of the day, Baruch Mechayim Eitzim and Shecheinu are really just halachic construct that are superimposed on these two, right, on the psychological, sociological structures, which is why I've sort of found this sugya fascinating. Lahalach, I think, you know, again, the Aruch HaShulchan would tell you Shecheinu, you would say, right, Mechayim Eitzim, you would not. I can't tell you to do that, because the Mishnah Berurah says not to, though it does seem to be, admittedly, a mistake, a misapplication of those achronim. I'm not going to poskin for you, but I think it's an interesting thing to think about how our change in psychological and sociological realities affect not just our emotional lives, but our halachic lives, and how those two are related. Shkoyech.